Our final words come from Rowan Mantell with her Talk of the County article. She says so much has changed so quickly, but some advice works whatever the situation or the century.
How strange it would be if a year ago we could see ourselves today, crossing the street as people approach, putting on a mask as we go to shops, counting the number of people and households for any social occasion, washing our hands at every opportunity. Sometimes it doesn't have to be a year. When lockdown was imposed, I really didn't see it coming, although if I'd paid proper attention to what was closing in on us, how could I not have anticipated that one week we would be able to do pretty much what we wanted within the bounds of laws which barely changed between decades, and the next, it wasn't even clear what were laws and what were rules and what were guidelines. Discuss, are guidelines any more binding than government advice to eat at least 5 a day? And changes came almost daily. New laws once edged through Parliament at a glacial pace. Now they're in such full spate, the torrent of do's and don'ts sometimes surprises the lawmakers themselves. It would be comforting to think that the glacial reference still means extremely slowly, but with climate change lurking like an all-too-real second wave, perhaps glacial change already means something worryingly quick. If we could have seen ourselves a year ago, what would we have done with the knowledge? Would we have lifted the metaphorical drawbridge, hunkered down in our island nation, or even our island county, cut the crossings of the Great and Little Ouse and Thet and Waveney? Norfolk is a wonderful place, but even centuries ago it did not stand alone. It might not have had a duelled A11, but the prosperity we still see and feel today came from links across the sea too. During lockdown, a frequent conversation was what people missed most and wanted to do first when restrictions were lifted. While I was loving everything local, several friends were desperate to get out and away. Even the friend who wanted nothing more than to go to a coffee shop was not planning on drinking Norfolk-grown coffee. Norfolk is amazing, but it is not always enough. This month I interviewed a trumpet maker who sells his fabulous Norfolk-made instruments around the world, and an internationally famous musician who wanted more for others and became a politician. Wanting more might be what makes us human. That's another amazing aspect of Norfolk, the number of people who have wanted more, but not just for themselves. These are the superhumans, bringing communities together and making life better from villages in Norfolk to villages in Africa. If progress was down to me, I'd probably still be in a cave, foraging Norfolk samphire and blackberries right now, but starving the rest of the year, and wondering what the blazes the neighbours were doing with their newfangled fires and wheels. I used to wonder what I would be able to contribute if I travelled back in time. The answer wasn't impressive. I could talk about humans and how they walked on the moon, but I can barely build a paper aeroplane, let alone a rocket. But one leap of medicine is simple enough, even for me. Hand washing has saved millions, many millions, from illness in recent centuries. So I would say, please wash your hands. But never wash your hands of each other.